Hour and Editorial Review. The Law Hour is sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. The Law Hour is an educational service in the public interest. I'm your narrator, George Gordon. The Law Hour and Editorial Review is heard nationally on KU Band Radio at Telstar 5, 7 days a week on Truth Radio Network, and in more than 70 countries worldwide on the Internet. Now, for more information about the Law Hour and Editorial Review, please visit my webpage at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour and Editorial Review brings you important information about law news and current events, so stay tuned for tonight's special report on organic, right after this message. Well, those who already walk submissively will say that there's no cause for alarm, but submissiveness is not our heritage. The First Amendment was designed to allow rebellion to remain as our heritage, and the Constitution was designed to keep government off the backs of the people. The Bill of Rights was added to keep the precincts of belief and expression of the press, of political and social activities free from government surveillance. You know, I wished I'd have thought of that. But that quotation comes from Supreme Court Justice William O. Douglas. You know, our princes, our politicians beller in the halls of Congress for more taxes, more spending, and more gun control. But you and I haven't heard anything intelligent come out of a politician's mouth in more than 75 years, and that's why I contend that the only real reason, logic, or common sense left in America comes from our courts, not from the political process, the politicians, lawyers, or the bureaucrats. Old Mayor Rothschild summed it up with a flair when he said, "You give me the money power, and I care not who makes the laws." Well, I'd like to echo that by saying, you give me the judicial power and I care not who makes the laws either, because the real power in America is in our courts, not our political process. Now, if you'd like to tap into that power of the courts, why don't you call me at 417-273-4967 and be sure to ask for my free general law CD package. Remember, that's a 4-hour commentary on the Gordon Law School. It's entertaining, educational, informative, and best of all, it's free of charge. Courtroom Strategy and Procedure is available on compact disc for home education. If you're online, go to the website, georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. Click on to the email and send me an email request for the free general law CD package, or call direct 417-273-4967. Last time, we were talking about organic in relationship to what constitutes organic. Well, in fruits and vegetables, artificial fertilizers and pesticides are banned from organic agriculture, and no genetic modification or irradiation is permitted. Canned, bottled, and frozen fruits and vegetables must conform to organic standards for production and packaging. Organic dried fruit does not contain sulfur dioxide, which is known to provoke extreme allergic reactions in many people. When we talk about organic and dairy produce, strict organic regulations cover all aspects of milk production and cheese making, including the farming methods, animal welfare, livestock diet, transport, storage, manufacturing procedures, and record keeping. Chemical sprays are not used on the fields where the cows graze, which do contain genetically engineered crops. Cows are not routinely given antibiotics or other drugs, and if animals do become ill, then homeopathic and herbal remedies are used in the first instance. Organic milk can, by law, come only from dairy herds that are entirely organic. Antibiotics are used only as a last resort, and milk is withdrawn from the market until the antibiotic use has ceased. The diet of organic dairy cattle must be at least 60% grass, and approved concentrates must be mainly 85% of organic origin. There are fewer animals stocked on every acre of field, which means that no overgrazing occurs, and organic cheese is made from organic milk, and it's free from artificial ingredients such as coloring or flavoring. In organic cheese, the enzyme rennet used to clot the protein in the milk is not genetically engineered or animal-derived. It is made from naturally occurring fungi, which means that the organic cheese can be eaten safely by vegetarians. Organic yogurt, butter, and cream are made from organic milk and are free from organic ingredients, or artificial ingredients, I should say. No organic dairy product contains BSD, that's bovine somatotropin, that's the artificial chemical that's used to make dairy cows give more milk. All right, now that's dairy. I want to point out here while we're talking about dairy that anytime milk is pasteurized or homogenized, the homogenization breaks the fat particles down to such small molecules, or down to the molecule or molecular structure, that it goes right through your stomach lining, lodges in your arteries, and causes plaque. Coronary artery disease comes from it. Now, there's a special enzyme in milk. God designed milk with this special enzyme to digest it. This is why many people, not most, but many people are lactose intolerant. They don't have the enzyme to break the milk down. They can't digest the milk, and so it becomes a toxin, a poison. But with the enzyme in the milk, people that are lactose intolerant can drink milk and they can digest it. It's the enzyme in the milk that's killed by the pasteurization that makes people lactose intolerant. Look at the absurdity. We boil the milk, kill the enzyme, become lactose intolerant. The milk goes through our stomach lining, lodges in our arteries, and kills us with heart disease or stroke. If you want to reverse that, what you do is drink raw cow's cream. Raw. Notice the word raw. Raw. Not pasteurized, homogenized. The butter, the cheese, the yogurt. Everything you buy in the store is pasteurized. It isn't fit to eat. Because the enzyme has been killed. You heat it, you kill the enzyme, and you turn the milk into a toxin. But if you want to clear your arteries, you drink raw cow's milk, raw cow's cream. The cream is better because it has more of the enzyme. It'll actually reverse and clear out your arteries. Now, isn't that just real special? So when God gave us a land of milk and honey, it was not pasteurized. Meat. When we talk about organic meat, meat with an organic label is pure and safe. And organic livestock farms, chemicals that are routinely used in modern farming, such as artificial pesticides and fertilizers, genetically modified foodstuffs, and growth-promoting agents are not allowed. I told you last time about the chicken industry. We put 11 pounds, 28 chemical agents, into every ton of feed. I have no idea what that does to people. We didn't then, and I don't think we do now. Organic animals are reared on organic land, and 70 to 90% of their feed must be organic and free from fillers and animal matter. In other words, organic animals are not given offal to eat. Offal, that's the waste byproducts that come from the meatpacking industry. Oh, you know, like the guts and tripe and manure and hair and stuff like that. All that crap is put into a cooker, and they cook that up, put it in the feed, and they call that bypass protein. Causes mad cow disease. Organic livestock must be raised non-intensively with access to fresh air, exercise, and daylight. Animal welfare standards are strict and give more protection to young animals, particularly in the area of live transport between farms. Winter housing must be provided in areas where weather conditions are severe. No cases of BSE, that's bovine spongiform encephalopathy, have ever been recorded on an organic farm. It's an industrial chemical disease. It's induced by feeding ruminant animals, animal byproducts. When you turn ruminants into cannibals, that's where the problem comes from. Fish. The Marine Stewardship Council, an independent nonprofit making international body, was set up to promote sustainable fishing practices worldwide. And it will soon introduce a logo to identify fish derived from sustainable, well-managed sources. Organic accreditation bodies have set standards for pure, unadulterated fish caught in ways that do not harm the ecosystem. An organic symbol for farmed fish has now been introduced by the Soil Association. Poultry. Organic birds must conform to the strictest welfare standards. Flocks are smaller in size. The upper limit is 500, which encourages good husbandry. Birds must have continuous, easy daytime access outdoors. Organic poultry must be free range, which means they can wander outdoors instead of spending their lives in cages. Debeaking is banned. The diet of organic birds must be at least 80% organic. The other 20% can be made up of legumes and elements such as soy. No animal protein, including fish, is permitted. All routine veterinarian medicines are prohibited except for the brief use for chicks of a medicine to control coccidiosis, a common infection in birds, which would otherwise affect their growth. Watch out. The word organic is used indiscriminately in this area, so buy birds only from producers certified by a recognized board. Go talk to the farmer that grows them. Now remember, this book is called Organic Living. It's written by Karen Sullivan, put out by Barron's. I can get a copy of it at Barnes & Noble. Organic Living in 10 Simple Lessons. Karen Sullivan. I think once you go through this little book, it's only about 100 pages. It's not very big. 144 pages total, including the index and bibliography and everything else. And I think when you get through, it'll give you a pretty good guide to organic. And if you decide you don't like it and don't want it, well, go back to Safeway and Kroger's and eat up. Have a good time. Don't let us get in the way of your happiness and success. But I think when you take a look at organic and you ask yourself, do I really want to eat this? I think you'll come to the same conclusion that I did years ago. No, I do not want to eat that. That's not fit for human consumption. And the reason that we Americans have such a high incidence of disease is because of the food we eat. We are what we eat, and we eat garbage. And as a result of that, we have disease as a result. Remember, I mentioned this, disease comes from just two sources. You're either starved, that is, you get a nutrient deficiency, or you're poisoned, that is, you've been eating toxins. And the stuff that we put into the feed that goes into the chickens, that comes out in the eggs that we eat, are chemicals. And those chemicals cause disease. We don't know how many diseases, what diseases, but we do know this. In 1900, we had a whole lot fewer and a whole lot less severe disease than we have today. Over the past 100 years, we've gone whole hog into our chemical, industrial, agricultural practices, and now we're reaping the results 100 years later. How do you like it? If you like it, stick with it. If you don't like it, it's time to change. Let's take a look at eggs. The debeaking of chickens is banned, and battery and barn systems are not permitted. Hens must have a generous outdoor space and continuous easy access outdoors. The maximum permitted flock size to prevent stress is 500. The pasture on which the hens feed must be rested for 1 out of every 3 years to prevent the buildup of parasites. At least 80% of the bird's diet must be organically produced, while other feed must come from permitted natural sources. Preventative antibiotics, animal proteins, animal waste, and yolk colorants are banned. You know, the plight of commercially reared farm animals has been one of the forces driving the organic movement, which focuses on animal welfare. You know, I'm not one of these animal rights activists, but I have to concede that the way that we're genetically engineering and then raising animals in an industrial environment is cruel and unusual beyond description. And that comes from a farmer. I'm one of them. I don't have any qualms about shooting a cow between the eyes, killing her dead, and then butchering her and eating her. But you know, I just can't see any logic in locking a cow up in a feedlot, in a dirty, stinking, disease-infested feedlot, and then feed that cow chemicals, which in short is slow torture, slow death. Or to lock chickens up into cages I mean, you know, they may be dumb animals, but how would you like it if we locked you up in a cage for the rest of your life? In the natural order of things, God did not lock animals up in cages. He has created an environment, an ecological system in which birds thrive out in the wild. Animals thrive out in the wild. They're not locked up in feedlots. They live a normal, natural life. We can duplicate that on the farm. I do here. My animals run around on the pastures. I make sure that they also have access to the woods so that they can get all of the plants, the variety of plants that they need to get all the nutrients. We haven't had a veterinarian come out here. You know, the veterinarian, if he comes out here, it's got to be a rare event. I think he's been here 3 times in 22 years. Sometimes a cow will go down and you panic and hit the veterinarian button, see if he can help you save her. Cost you more to call the vet than the cow's worth to start with, so 9 times out of 10, you're just cheaper and better off to let her die. But I have called the vet 2 or 3 times. But it's a rare event, I can tell you that. If the vet was depending on George Gordon, he would starve to death. Let's take a look at wine. Organic wine is produced without chemical fertilizers, herbicides, selective weed killers, and synthetic pesticides, and no genetic modification takes place. Instead of chemically fertilizing the soil, farmers look to restore the soil's balance by composting and adding a preservative. Now, wine or vine varieties are chosen for their suitability to the environment and disease resistant, not high yields. Older organic rules allowed the use of what is known as locally as Bordeaux mixture, a copper sulfate mix that works on contact with the leaves of the vine but is not absorbed by the plant. However, recent regulations have led to the use of copper hydroxide, which has a much lower copper content. This minimizes the amount of metals that are released into the environment, and many vine growers use herbs instead. Organic regulations also cover the amount of intervention allowed in the winemaking process, limiting the quantity of sulfites added and eliminating other additives. Soft drinks. A minimum of 95% of the ingredients of agricultural origin in organic soft drinks must come from certified organic sources. The remainder must come from a strictly controlled list of permitted ingredients. This substantially reduces the number of additives that can be added to those soft drinks that are considered to be natural or organically produced and safe. Beware, however, even organically produced sugar can rot your teeth and cause weight gain, among other problems. Natural caffeine is no better for you than the real thing. When we talk about the terminology and the labeling of organic, the main organic certification organizations have established a series of terms in order to help consumers differentiate between the various products on the market. These terms differ slightly between the European Union and the United States, Canada, and Australia, but the main premises are the same in all. If you choose something that is certified organic, you can be sure that you're getting a natural, pure, and unadulterated product. However, watch out for misleading sound-alikes, such as organics, natural, and organically produced. If a product does not have a certification symbol along with the word organic on the label, then it will not actually be organic. Let's try that one again. Watch out for products that are misleading sound-alikes, such as organics, natural, and organically produced. If a product does not have a certification symbol along with the word organic on the label, then it will not actually be organic. Now, here's what this labeling confusion is all about. Some of the terms used to describe eco-friendly products have some significance, but others do not. And it's important to remember, however, that these products are not organic. Now, here's what to look out for. Green. A green product is less damaging to the environment, but it still is not organic unless it has the certification symbol. friendly, and safe. These terms create a wholesome image for a product. However, if no further information is provided telling whether or not the product really is less damaging to our environment, then it is more than likely not organic. Recycled. If something is marked recycled, it means that it is made from or contains material that would otherwise have been waste. Recyclable simply means that reusing material in the item is technically possible, but it does not guarantee that recycling will actually take place. So just because the bag says on it, recycled or recyclable, does not mean that it has been recycled or that it's going to be recycled. It just means that it could be if it's handled correctly. You need to be careful of advertising gimmicks, because advertising is a systematic set of standards designed to mislead, deceive, defraud, and lie to you. Advertising is by its very nature a fraud, a lie, a deception. We tell you all the good things about our product. We never tell you the side effects or the bad parts of it. So in short, when we're advertising, we're always lying, because we only tell you the good parts and not the bad parts. So we withhold important information from you so that the conclusion that you come to will not be a balanced, informed decision based upon all of the relevant facts. We're only going to give you half of the facts, and you can make your decision based on the half of the facts that we give you. You can rest assured that the facts that we give you are going to be the facts that help us sell our product. They will not be the truth. Never. So when we come up with words like green, friendly, and safe, and recycled, and recyclable, we're doing that to deceive you. Biodegradable is another word. This means that a product breaks down easily and naturally. Look to see whether some or all of the ingredients are biodegradable and how quickly breakdown will occur. Not tested on animals. The Leaping Bunny logo guarantees to consumers that no animal tests were used in the development and production of a product. The logo is already in the marketplace in North America and Europe and was organized by the Coalition for Consumer Information on Cosmetics. Eco labels. The European Eco label and its identification number code indicate that a product has been independently assessed and has passed every stringent criteria. So biodegradable, not tested on animals, and eco labels are the three signs or the three words that we can rely on. Green, friendly, and safe, and recycled may or may not be. Now, farmers and growers must be certified and go through a 2-year period of conversion before they're legally able to market their goods as organic. During the second year, they can sell goods as approved organic conversion. Now, that's what organic labeling in the European Union requires. Animals and animal products do not have a conversion period during which they can be sold. They're either organic or they're not. All of the following require certification. The food processors require certification, manufacturers and packers require certification, and anyone who is processing, labeling, or packing, or making their goods as, or marking their goods as organic, or referring to organic ingredients on a label. Regulations do not apply to any goods that are not for human consumption. There are therefore no restrictions on the use of the word organic with respect to non-food products. For a food that is labeled organic, a minimum of 95% of the ingredients of agricultural origin must come from certified organic sources. Notice again, it's not 100% and it's never going to be, at least not in our lifetimes. We live in a dirty world. The world is dirty. We've made it dirty over the past century. And what we're trying to do is clean it up. 98% of organic, or excuse me, 98% of all of the food products, and get this out, 98% of the food products are not organic. Only 2% of food in the United States is organic. So as a result of that, there's going to be something less than 100%, but you know, it's 50% organic is better than 10%. 75% organic is better than 50%. 95% is better than 85 or 90%. We should be striving for 100% organic. That's what we do on our farm. We want to eliminate everything that's artificial or industrial or toxic or poison or that's not natural. When God designed our ecosystem, everything worked and worked perfectly. It was a mistake when we left that system and getting back to it. And the sooner we get back to it, the better off we're all going to be. Now, that's my opinion. Let's take a look at regulations. Do not apply to any goods that are not for human consumption. And for a food that is labeled organic, a minimum of 95% of the ingredients of agricultural origin must come from certified organic sources. Manufacturers can claim that there are organic ingredients in a product, but only if between 70 and 95% of the ingredients are organic. This does not allow them to call the product organic, but they can refer to the percentage of organic ingredients. This category requires certification, so look for a logo. Now, organic labeling in the United States. Public and private certification companies verify whether a grower or processor is certified. Foods labeled 100% organic must contain only organically produced raw or processed products. Foods labeled organic must contain at least 95% organically produced ingredients, excluding water and salt. Foods that contain 50 to 95% organic ingredients can use the phrase made with organic and list up to three ingredients on the main label. Foods that contain less than 50% organic ingredients cannot use the word organic on the main label, only on a side label that lists all of its ingredients. So what is organic? Let's take a look here at what is organic. Is fair trade the same thing as organic? Answer, no. Fair trade standards are designed to ensure that disadvantaged producers, small farmers or plantation workers, for example, are given a fair deal in terms of trade, working conditions, and prices. While the organic movement is heavily involved in social issues, it does not regulate this part of production as rigorously as it does growing and producing practices. Fair trade products are not always organic, although those that carry an organic certification logo are organic. If fair trade issues are important to you, then you will need to see both logos in place on the product. Question, are organic products green? Answer, well, by their very nature, organic products are green, meaning friendly to the environment. Studies indicate that the industrialization and globalization of agriculture make a leading contribution to greenhouse gases. Organic farming methods reduce pollution of the environment by avoiding the use of artificial chemicals. They also reduce the use of non-renewable resources such as gasoline, which are employed to produce the fertilizers and other chemicals used in agriculture. Organic farming recycles natural resources rather than stripping them. Well, let's take a quick break here. You're listening to The Law Hour and the editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. You know, we Americans may hold the dubious honor of being the most litigious people in the world, but when it comes to law, we seem to be among the most ignorant. Today, most Americans feel powerless to resist the evils that they see perpetrated against our liberties, privacy, and property by these powerful governmental agencies, multinational corporations, the lobbies, and the news media. But you know, you and I don't have to remain helpless. The institution, which was designed by God and incorporated into our Constitution and Bill of Rights, is called the judicial power. and the courts are the proper repository for the protection of our rights, liberties, and property, not the Congress or the political process. Now, did you know that the privilege against self-incrimination is neither accorded to the passive resistant nor to the person who is ignorant of his rights, not to one who is indifferent thereto? That's because it's a fighting clause. Its benefits can be retained only by sustained combat, and it cannot be claimed by an attorney or a solicitor. It's valid only when insisted upon by a belligerent claimant in person. So says United States versus Johnson. That's why I contend that we should listen more to the judges and less to the politicians and the lawyers. Now, did you hear what that judge said in that statement? That's a quotation directly out of U.S. versus Johnson. He said, "Your rights cannot be claimed by your attorney or solicitor. Your rights can only be claimed by you, the belligerent claimant in person." Now, for more information about courtroom strategy and procedure, why don't you call me at 417-273-4967. Be sure to ask for my free general law CD package. That's a 4-hour commentary on the Gordon Law School. It's entertaining, educational, it's informative, best of all, it's free of charge. Courtroom strategy and procedures available on compact disc for adult home education. If you're online, go to the website. It's georgegordon.org. That's georgegordon.org. Click onto the email and send me an email request for that free general law CD package. Or call direct 417-273-4967. Why don't you do it right now before you forget? All right, tonight's topic, we're talking about organic. And all of the ins and outs of organic. What is it? How does it work? Where do you get it? Why would you want it? Why is it better than inorganic? Is it better than inorganic? A book written, a simple, straightforward book, Organic Living in 10 Simple Lessons, Karen Sullivan. Organic Living in 10 Simple Lessons, Karen Sullivan, put out by Barron's. I think you can get it at Barnes & Noble. I don't know the price, but I doubt if it's $10. Worth every penny. We're talking about questions and answers. What is organic? 10 questions and answers. Question 3. Which products can actually be labeled organic? Answer. Well, not only fresh produce, but also packaged products, frozen foods, dairy products, meats, eggs, and many other items grown and processed using organic standards can be labeled as certified organic. Now, at the present time, there is no official certification process for non-food goods, although in the UK, the Soil Association is working to address this. In the United States, however, the new USDA ruling does not extend to non-food goods. Question. Are organic products kinder to animals? Answer. Yes, without a doubt. In the United Kingdom, the Soil Association insists upon stringent animal welfare standards, and all animals are reared in optimal conditions on organic farms. In the United States, the new USDA organic bill is set to include the same type of guidelines. Organic agriculture has a strong moral and ethical basis which ensures that animals have access to fields, are allowed to express their natural behavior, and are given comfortable bedding and plenty of space. They're not fed drugs to encourage growth artificially or to make them perform better. Question. How can I be sure that the eggs sold in my local store really are organic? Answer. Eggs are one of the most commonly mislabeled food items, and some experts suggest that some 80% of those labeled organic are in fact produced in battery conditions. Now, the answer is only to buy eggs with an organic certification label that you trust. If your local storekeeper can provide details of certification, the eggs should be fine. Remember, however, that free-range and barn-fresh eggs are not necessarily organic. Question. Why does some of the labeling say certified organic food rather than just organic food? Well, the answer to that is certified means that the food has been grown according to the strict uniform standards that are verified and verifiable by independent organizations. Certification includes inspection of farm fields and processing facilities, detailed record keeping, and periodic testing of soil and water to ensure that growers and handlers are meeting the set standards. Strictly speaking, anything with the label organic should be certified. So always make sure that there is a reputable organization's logo on the product. Question. Does a picture of a ladybug indicate that a product is green? Answer. Well, many products carry illustrations or symbols that promote a positive environmental image, often in green ink. Pictures of the planet, trees, flowers, endangered species, or even organic-looking farming methods. A ladybug is a common ploy. They do not mean, however, that a product is kinder to the environment or has official approval. Look for positive information about how a product lives up to its green, eco-friendly, or kind-to-animals image. Question. Are organic products more perishable? Answer. Well, they ripen and rot more quickly, which can be a disadvantage if you shop only once a week or less often. However, you can be sure that you are eating food that is not artificially preserved using chemicals and other methods such as irradiation, which are at the root of many of our health scares. Furthermore, although conventional produce will rather last longer on the shelves. Let me read that over. Furthermore, although conventional produce will last longer on the shelves, its nutritional value does diminish as time goes by. This means that your fresh produce may in fact be nothing of the sort. Organic produce turns bad when it is genuinely past its best. Question. Are organic products likely to contain more bacteria? Answer, no. This has been a subject of some confusion because many people believe that composting is a breeding ground for bacteria. However, the heat of composting destroys the pathogens that are associated with bacterial food poisoning. Secondly, the majority of cases of bacterial infection involving animals that are intensively reared or they are transmitted during handling, the organic market is strictly regulated to ensure that this type of transaction cannot take place, and organically reared animals do not live in conditions that cause bacterial infections. Now, question, how can I find out which additives are harmful? Answer, well, different countries allow different additives to be used in food production, and these change as more research becomes available. For technical advice, I recommend a website run by the FAO, that's the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, and the WHO, the World Health Organization, the Expert Committee on Food Additives. There is also an excellent section in food additives on the Center for Science and the Public Interest on their website also. Otherwise, look up or look for a good book on the subject, such as E, as for additives. Well, now it takes us to the question of why should we go organic? Hang on, we'll be back and we'll talk about why go organic right after this. You're listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. You know, the lessons on courtroom strategy and procedure that you hear on this program are just a small part of my 2-week basic courtroom strategy and procedure school. This class includes lessons on what to do and what not to do at the arrest or when you're served with a summons, citation, or a complaint. Rule number one, of course, is don't say anything, keep your mouth shut, and shut up. If you can learn rule one, you can win about 86% of your legal cases. And that's because all of the evidence that's going to be used against you is going to be furnished by you. Government is fully capable of making their own case without any help from you whatsoever. So don't give the prosecution the victory. Make them work for it. Now listen to what the courts have to say about keeping quiet in the face of police interrogation, and indeed, in many cases, police intimidation. The first judge put it this way. He said, who would believe the ironic truth that the cooperative taxpayer fares much worse than the individual who relies upon his constitutional rights? That comes from U.S. versus Dickerson. The second judge summed it up this way. He said, you can and you must keep your mouth shut for protection under the Fifth Amendment in Belknap versus United States. If you want to be protected by the Fourth Amendment, shut up. The constitutional privilege was intended to shield the guilty and the imprudent, as well as the innocent and the farsighted. Now, for more information about courtroom strategy and procedure, why don't you call me at 417-273-4967. Be sure to ask for my free general law CD package. That's a four-hour commentary on the Gordon Law School. It's entertaining, educational, and it's informative. Courtroom strategy and procedure is available on compact disc for home education. If you're online, please go to my website, georgegordon.org. Again, that's georgegordon.org. Then click on to the email and send me an email request for your free general law CD package. Why don't you do it right now before you forget? Why should we go organic? Why would you want to shift over from your lifestyle today to organic? Well, choosing to go organic means following a trend that can make a real difference to the health of the planet and everything within it. While some controversy still remains over claims that organic food is more nutritious, there are undoubtedly other benefits, and these can have a wide-ranging impact on both your own health and that of your children. Many experts believe that organic farming is the only sustainable farming method for the future. Sustainable agriculture. Here in the United States, our agricultural system, our agricultural policies are not self-sustainable. In fact, we're wearing out our soils and destroying our soils and have been for 100 years. Increased productivity came easy as the Industrial Revolution enveloped America in the 20th century. Today, there's no increase in food production. None. And because of that, we're about to enter a long, slow decline in which the ultimate end is famine and destruction. The nation's only as strong as its soil, and then when the soil deteriorates, the people's health deteriorates. As the people's health deteriorates, the political institutions will deteriorate. That's what we saw in the Roman Empire. And as the political institutions deteriorate, the country goes into anarchy and then national captivity. Now, there are undoubtedly other benefits. These can have a wide-ranging impact on both your own health and that of your children. Many experts believe that organic farming is the only sustainable farming method for the future. Well, I'm one of those. What are the main reasons for going organic? First of all, organic food is grown and produced under natural conditions without the use of chemicals. Organic vegetables are grown without artificial fertilizers or pesticides in ground that has been tested and declared free of contamination. This prevents the practice of intensive farming. Nothing labeled organic is irradiated or contains any genetically modified organisms. You avoid all of the hundreds of additives, or E-numbers as they are called in the EU, regularly found in conventional banks. Now, many additives are known to cause cancer, hyperactivity, insomnia, birth defects, anxiety, asthma, and allergies. Organically raised animals are given comfortable surroundings with sufficient space and are fed food that has been organically produced. Land that is used for grazing must not have pesticides or any other chemicals sprayed on it. And no antibiotics or other drugs are given to organically raised animals unless they're genuinely ill. They're not fed anything containing animal products, and if they're natural herbivores, and most of their food is found in their natural environment, the fields on the farm. Let me pass a little something on to you here. We don't use antibiotics or other drugs to treat our animals. We haven't for 20 years. We don't feed our animals bypass protein. In fact, we're very cautious about buying feed out of a commercial feed store. Now, the feed that we buy there is labeled. And you can ask if the food, or the feed, rather, that you're buying, you can ask, you can find out, has this feed been organically grown? We discovered that if our feed, that is the grains that we buy, aren't organically grown, they don't represent much of our animal's feed. I only put a scoop of grain into the stall to get them to go into the stall to start with. But it's better if it's organically raised. And oftentimes there are organic growers in your neighborhood. Why don't you buy your corn or your grains or your alfalfa from some guy that's growing organically? Ask around. There's other guys. Just like I am and just like you are if you're an organic grower. You know, the more we trade with one another, the better it is for us. Archer Daniels Midland and ConAgra don't give a rat's rectum about you or me. They don't care anything about organic. They only care about the bottom line. They don't care how much they pollute the environment or how much in the way of genetically modified or genetically engineered seed they distribute around the world. They're not concerned about that at all. It's up to you and me. Organically raised animals are free range, which means that they can wander outdoors instead of spending their lives in a stable or cage. No organic foods have ever been linked with BSE. Organic food is more than just a new trend in eating. It's the food of the future and one of the few ways to eat safely and be certain that what you're eating is healthy. Intensive farming depletes the soil, creating a need for increasing amounts of fertilizer, which eventually makes its way into our food through the plants that we eat and the animals that also eat these plants. Fertilizers are dangerous for a number of reasons. Let me comment on that. I noticed here that organic material is the key. I learned this from the old timers years ago, didn't believe it, went into chemical agriculture, but I've observed that it's exactly correct. I go out and I clip my fields, and every time I clip my fields, the following year, there's heavier sod, greater growth, taller grass, and thicker, heavier crops of hay. At some point in time, I imagine it reaches its apex, when our forefathers were coming into Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa, you could hide a man on a horse's back on the grass. The grass was 6 foot tall or taller. Now, we don't see that anymore. At least I've never seen it in my lifetime. I noticed in 1916, I saw a National Geographic where a guy up in Wisconsin or Minnesota had corn that was 16 feet tall. 16 feet tall. He had his wife standing on his shoulders and she was reaching up over her head and still hadn't reached the top of the corn stalk. That was pretty impressive. We don't see corn like that today because we don't have soil with enough organic material in it to produce corn that tall. Oh, it's true. We get 100 bushels to the acre. I don't know how much the old timers were getting per acre, but I do know this. The corn that they were getting, whatever it was per acre, had more food nutrients in it, which is the purpose for food, not bins and bushels of empty food. Or corn that is 8% protein instead of 16, or corn that is 200 to 800% deficient in minerals. And that's what we get today. The corn that we buy, the grains that we buy, are 2 to 800% deficient in minerals and the protein content, which in Kansas in 1880 was 24%, is now down to 8 to 13%. The more organic material that you put on the soil, the stronger the soil becomes, the more the soil will produce, and the longer it will produce it, and the better the quality. Now, the antibiotics required to treat farm animals and to boost their growth rates can also enter our food chain and, through that, our bodies. More and more bacteria are becoming resistant to the antibiotics used, which creates a race to find even more drugs to treat the new strains of disease. The problem is that bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics can become impossible to treat. Certified organic food is grown and only minimally processed to strict national and international standards, which are routinely checked, and the food is easily traceable, and you can therefore trust the claims that are being made about it. Going organic increases the demand for organic products, which in turn sends a message to food manufacturers, farmers, retailers, and governments that you do not want to buy intensively farmed food. This will make organic food more readily available and therefore less expensive. Actually, today we got the best of both worlds. People that want to eat industrial food have all they want out there. Those of us that want to eat organic food, it's now available. It's available in greater variety. It's available now in greater quantity, and it's being grown closer and closer to home. We have several organic growers in our local area. I can get local organically grown chicken, local organic turkey. I've got organic beef. I can get organic lamb. We can get organic fruits and vegetables here locally where we are. Look around, start asking for it. Go to your farmer's market and you'll find that there are organic growers selling there. Talk to them. I think you'll be surprised at how much is available. And the more you buy from them, the more money they have in their pocket, the more they'll want to invest, the more they'll want to grow, and the cheaper it becomes. You know, the more you have on the market, the cheaper it gets. Sustainable farming is the only way that we can preserve our natural resources. Organic production builds up the health and fertility of the soil with compost, green manure, and cover crops, and with crop rotation. Pollution caused by intensive farming is reduced. Such pollution contaminates groundwater, contaminates rivers, streams, and lakes with nitrates, pesticides, and drugs. By its very nature, organic farming preserves rather than uses the Earth's natural resources, leading to a reduced dependence on renewable resources such as fossil fuels. You know, we Americans are called the greatest farmers in the world. I'm not quite sure why we're called the greatest farmers in the world, but we Americans produce more food per man than anybody else in the world. But watch this. The average farmer has 600 horsepower at his disposal to produce it. Now, if you ask the question, who is the world's most efficient farmer? And it's the Egyptian. He produces more food and fiber per acre than anybody else on earth. America ranks 32nd in food produced per acre in the world. Number one in food produced per man with 600 horsepower. Nobody else in the world has 600 horsepower to play with. Now get this. Here in America, we expend more BTUs of energy producing food than the food itself. When we run out of diesel fuel, we will starve to death. And the Egyptian will still be out there sticking holes in the ground and putting seeds in it and living organically, naturally, producing more BTUs than he consumes. We Americans consume more BTUs than we produce. organic production both protects and encourages wildlife and wildlife habitat, which have been gradually destroyed by intensive farming. As a result, dozens of species are now extinct. And because you have a choice, never before have we been given the opportunity to control what we eat and use on our bodies. Now take it before it's too late. Organic for health. One of the main reasons why increasing numbers of consumers are choosing organic products is for the sake of their health. In fact, a 1999 survey found that 60% of those who opted for organic alternatives gave this as their main reason for doing so, while half also said that they were attracted by the lack of pesticides in organic products. Studies show that organic produce is healthier for a variety of different reasons. The growing trend toward taking personal responsibility for our health has led to an unprecedented demand for organic products. Nutrition. Organic food is higher in vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients required for optimum health. This has been an area of dispute over the past years, with some experts claiming that organic food is no better for us, or no healthier for us, or no more nutritious. However, consider the following. If foods are grown naturally, ripened naturally by the sun, which increases their nutritional content, and not sprayed with preservatives that allow them to sit for months in the backs of trucks or on supermarket shelves, and then grown in soil that is naturally replenished, then we have a much better chance of getting the nutrition that we need from our food. Sound evidence exists to back that up. Furthermore, much of the food that reaches our table has been irradiated. Let me tell you a little story about irradiation. I was in a store over in Kansas, went in, bought a quart of half and half, brought it out, set it on the table of the motorhome, and I was about to pour some of it on my berries, and I looked at the expiration date. It was June. The expiration date was September. 90 days into the future. And I looked at the carton, and I couldn't believe my earballs. It was irradiated. Irradiated. Super pasteurized. I mean, this stuff is not anything like organic or natural. This stuff doesn't spoil. It doesn't rot. It doesn't sour. This stuff just sits there and quivers for 3 months. They're talking about having milk now that will last, get this, it will last indefinitely at room temperature. You buy a gallon of milk, you set it on the table, and when you get through drinking it, it doesn't make any difference if it's a week, a month, 2 months. The stuff doesn't spoil, rot, or sour. Well, that's about the way it is with gasoline, isn't it? Naphtha and other solvents and cleaners. Industrial products have a long shelf life, but they're not necessarily good for your bodies or your health now, are they? Hey, I'm about out of time. We'll have to come back to this again next time. You've been listening to The Law Hour, an editorial review sponsored by the Gordon Law School of Isabella, Missouri. Now, The Law Hour is heard 7 days a week on Truth Radio Network and worldwide on the Internet. For more information about the Gordon Law School and The Law Hour, please go to my website. That's georgegordon.org. The Law School conducts a homeschooling program for adults on compact disc. For more information, just go to the homeschooling page on the website at georgegordon.org. The Law Hour website is updated weekly and has our radio log, schedule, and archives. It can be accessed through my website at georgegordon.org. The Law School offers a free 4-hour introductory CD package. To order yours, please call the Law School. The number is 417-273-4967. Well, there's the signal that says my time is up. I got to leave it right there. I'll see you back here tomorrow night, God willing. Same time, same station. So until then, good night, friends.